Turning back the clock on August 9, the day in 1962 when times were changing for Bob Dylan as he legally changed his name from Robert Zimmerman. For the times, they are changing. The first mobile phone call was made in Australia on August 9, 1981. And Diet Coke was launched on this day in 82. Introducing Diet Coke. Special birthday to start us off today, the Rockhampton Rocket, Rod Laver, turns 81. One of tennis's all-time greats and the first Aussie to win the Grand Slam. He took it out in 1962 and repeated that effort in 1969.
Yeah, I was a shy kid and a little skinny kid, you know, red hair, freckle-faced. I guess tennis in many ways took the shyness out of me.
Actor Sam Elliott is 75 today.
I don't know about you. It's good knowing he's out there, the dude, taking her easy for all us sinners.
Actress Melanie Griffith turned 62. She received an Oscar nomination for her role in Working Girl.
I am hungry, Bob, but I am not that hungry.
Now, see, I wouldn't put it that way.
I would.
X-Files star Gillian Anderson celebrates her 51st birthday.
This was a trap for Mulder because he helped put you away.
And Aussie comedian and actor Eric Banner is also 51, long before he became a Hollywood star in movies like Troy, The Hulk, and Star Trek. He was known for his impersonations on Full Frontal.
Who are all level on 20 points each. In fact, they've been on that score all night. Can't get any more thrilling than that. Okay, it's time for a tiebreak question.
Finally, remembering one of the most talented singers of all time, Whitney Houston, who was born on this day in 1963 and died tragically at the age of 48 in 2012. Whitney had 13 top 20 hits in Australia, including two number ones. This spent 10 weeks at the top. And I will always love you. Remembering Whitney Houston on August 9.